People close to Zhang say she was a responsible and considerate person, not the kind to run away or remain out of touch. Some believe she was abducted, perhaps after coming home in the early hours of Friday, July 13th, after spending a night with friends at the Ashwaubenon bowling alley. Annie Zhang says she appreciates the efforts to find her cousin. She says tonight's vigil will unite those working to get Mahalia home safely.
And we're just going to gather there and the community, relatives, friends, and family, and we're just going to pray and hope that she'll be found soon. I'm a person who goes to church, and so I'm a firm believer in God and that God can help. And we're believing that, you know, God's going to help bring her back.
Neither relatives or police can say what motivation someone might have had for abducting Zhang. Friends say she was a respected leader of the Southeast Asian Student Union at UW-Green Bay and of the Hmong community. Her boyfriend, Addison Lee, says it's been rough going for everyone who cared for Mahalia.
It's only been a week, but it feels like a year, you know. You really just can't go to sleep thinking that she's still up there and you could possibly be doing something to try to find her, find a clue or anything like that.
Mahalia Zhang is the second UW system co-ed who's disappeared in the past several weeks. A UW Whitewater student, 22-year-old Kelly Nolan, was found dead near the village of Oregon on July 9th, prompting a homicide investigation. Authorities have not connected the two cases. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.